Yeah, that was Violet Days there, from all the way from Sweden, with a track called Across the Bay. Now, he's not from across the bay. He's right here with us. I have on the phone Richard Pascoe, Adelaide Tech Guy. Good morning, Richard.
Hey, good morning, Susan. I'm all dressed. I've got my pants on. It's great. So, yes, because the listeners out there, sometimes Susan rings me just as I'm getting dressed in the morning. So we've got to run to the computer and punch up notes so that I know what I'm talking about at the time. So, yes.
Oh, dear. So has it improved at all? You're getting ready for me?
Yeah, I get ready for everybody in the morning, Susan. It's fine. So, yes. For I run out the door in the morning. So,
well,
yeah.
I should hope so. Can you imagine that? Yeah. Wallet, watch. Oops, pants.
Yeah, I know. It's always bad when you run out and your fly's down.
Oh, no.
You know, and you get through the first cut, you know, you go to the coffee shop, but nobody tells you. And then you go back in the car. And blokes are saying, I know what Richard's saying right now. They really do. And, you know, you go along and you go, it's been down for 2 hours and nobody told me. Good heavens.
Okay. Yeah. I know, but I always try and find, if I happen to notice that kind of thing, I try and find a subtle way of sort of either pulling people aside and saying, oh, by the way, your fly's undone.
Yep.
And I do that while I'm looking away.
There was the episode of Friends. Did you ever watch Friends?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Put the mouse back in the house episode.
Oh, yes. Oh, dear. I suppose we should get on to the reason that you're here with us this morning, which is to talk about tech
stuff.
What,
just to talk dribble for over 20 minutes? Yeah.
All right. What's happening in the text message world?
Android users out there, and I've got to say there are a lot of really strange text messages coming out. I received 10 overnight at the moment. Over these. So what they do is they come in, Susan, they say, you have a voicemail message that somebody's left. You need to go to this link. Now, if you do go to the link, it will look a very legitimate web page, and it will say you need to download this. Click here. We can download this software to your phone. Then you'll be able to go along and listen to this voice message. Mm-hmm. If you do that, and I've already talked to 4 people who've done it already as well, it will take all your contacts, copy them up to the internet, and then start spreading the same one onto them, and it will take every password that you've ever installed on that phone, saved your passwords.
Yeah.
So if you've, this is called FluBot malware, can only infect Android phones, does not affect iPhones at all.
Okay, because I know someone with an iPhone who actually got one of those, thinking about it now, got one of those messages now, yeah.
But even if they clicked on it, it can't install anything.
Ah, okay.
Right? So it's a very good, it's a big point, and it's a big tick for Apple.
Yeah, also.
On this. You know, but for everybody out there, you should not be clicking on links in text messages at all.
No, and that's, right? I don't like the fact that more and more businesses are sending text messages now saying, we need you to fill out this survey, click on this link. We need you, you know, I think businesses need to be educated a bit more in what they shouldn't be doing as well.
Yep.
Because I refuse to click on any link in any text message.
Yes, make those two of us. We don't do these things.
No.
Now, people, so if you've done it, right, all the information of this is up on my website right now. So everything
on how
I'm
to
about
fix
to
it?
Tell you. On the, yeah, on how to fix it as well, and there's a couple of links on there as well so you can read more about this. It's no use blocking the number because the number changes every single time. So don't bother blocking them. It's a waste of time. Just delete it. If you have done it, you need to go along and go to, first of all, if you've done it, you first of all uninstall the app that they put on your phone. Right?
Yep.
So, you know, Android, hold your finger on it, say uninstall, you've uninstalled it.
Yep.
Then you've got to go to a separate device and you've got to change every password that you used on that phone. Microsoft, Google, Dropbox, Facebook, every single password that is on there, your banking passwords, single one. Then you should go back to your phone, back up the important things, basically your photos on there as well, if it was me, and I'd be wiping that device altogether.
Mm-hmm.
And starting
again.
Yep.
Wow.
All right.
Yes.
So, yeah, as again, all the information's up on the site because that's a lot to digest.
Yeah.
ScamWatch received more than 300 reports of the messages in 2 days.
Oh, my goodness.
And that's going back Monday. So they would have seen a lot more from it now. So remember, you can't block it. You don't click it. You just delete it.
Yeah. The other thing, too, I wonder is people. I think people need to be more educated in how their phones work, as in, how a text, you know, if you have a voicemail and you've got this brand of phone, this is, you know, because I just don't get that. I would never use a text message to I've got voicemail. If I've got voicemail set up on my phone, it's through the actual phone app itself, in other words. So I think this goes back to the fact that there's so much technology out there. I was discussing this with a friend the other day, that none of us have really been taught how to use. People are happy for us to buy it.
Yep.
But
and it's one of the reasons I got into this was because I thought the industry did a really poor job of explaining things to people.
Yeah, I agree.
And explaining things in plain English to people. And, you know, I think it's the job of tech people. If I come to see you at your home or your business, I talk. That's part of the reason you're paying me.
Yeah.
Not just to fix a job, but to educate you in what you should and should not be doing and how to do it and what you should be doing for that. You know, if you get somebody in who fixes the issue, great, but I think they've only ever done half the job.
Yeah.
Explain to you why you've got into this position that you have, not to sit behind the computer or whatever and fix something and then take their money and run. It's not like that. It should be an education business as well.
Yeah, that's good, Richard. All right, so we got to keep educating people, don't we?
We do. We do.
Now Susan, who's celebrating a birthday?
IBM PCs are celebrating a birthday. 40 years of the IBM PC. Now people will say, what? So IBM were a bit late to the market when it came to the personal computer industry as well. Because they used to sell business computers, used to sit on, you know, at eye-watering prices on there as well. Commodore and Apple were around, but then, you know, IBM came along and said, you know, we'll start mass-making computers for everybody. So they selected the Intel 8088 chip on there as well. Microsoft provided PC DOS as well as BASIC on there as well. Terrible people, absolutely awful. Users could enjoy high-resolution monochrome text, that's black and white for you kids out there, or some awful low-resolution graphics with nauseating colours like that dreadful green that used to be on there as well.
Yeah.
RAM on there as well. We've got 8 and 16 and 32 and 64 gigs of RAM today. Back then, 16 or 64 kilobits of RAM. Right, and if you had 64 kilobit, you were rich. And you can upgrade it to 256 kilobits as well, so it could chug along, you know, you can be chug along, but, you know, people say computers today sometimes are slow, very slow back then. Storage on there as well. How do we store stuff on there? 2 5.2-inch floppy disks is all that it had.
Oh, the floppy disk.
The old floppy disk and the ability to attach a cassette recorder that they took off on later models because why? I don't know.
Yeah.
No hard disk at all on there when it all came out because the motherboard and software didn't support it and the power supply was a bit weak on there as well.
Yeah.
It's evolved a bit, Susan, over the years to what we have today.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Yeah.
Oh, a little bit of history for us this morning. Thanks,
That's
Richard.
That's exactly right. I like doing history lessons.
Happy
sometimes.
Birthday, IBM.
Yes.
Yeah. We've got some foldable phones coming out, have we?
No, we do. So Samsung have announced new foldable phones, the Fold 3 and the Flip 3. Now, the Fold 3 folds out, guess what, into like a 70 tablet, so that 7.6 inches when unfolded. You can use a stylus with it. It's got, thanks to Samsung, 5 cameras on it as well, because as we know, we're buying a camera that makes phone calls.
Yes. Yeah, we are these days, aren't we?
That's all we're doing, is buying a camera that makes... I'm looking forward to the camera that comes out. We've got 6 cameras on our camera.
Yes.
Why not?
Oh, my goodness.
We've got 6 cameras on our camera. I thought it was good. If you like them, to me, they're still a bit of a novelty thing out there. They look very trendy.
Yeah.
You know, they've got lovely screens on them. They're lovely devices, but they're very, very expensive out there as well. So the Fold 3 starts at $2,499. If you're interested in these, can I just say, shop around, people. There are some really, really good giveaway deals on these as well. You know, shop at the big retailers and things. And one telco I know, if you order the Fold 3, you get a free TV.
Oh, my goodness.
A free Samsung 42-inch TV.
Okay. I thought you were going to say a free small car, like a free bomb.
Yeah, no. Yeah, you get a free TV, a free lovely Samsung TV on there as well. So, oh, you know, to me that's quite interesting to go along, you know, if you're after a TV, fine, go and buy a phone as well.
Yeah.
But are they for everybody? No, I'm still not wrapped in the, I think they're a lovely device, but I don't need a foldable phone. I like my phone, whether it's a Samsung phone or an iPhone, the way the maker made it. So, yes.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. So if you didn't have that much money, what could you be doing with if you needed a new phone now?
I will put this up on the website too in the next couple of days. Mm-hmm. Vivo have announced that they were Australia's most affordable 5G smartphone.
Wow.
It's called the Y52. It's only $379.
Okay.
Which is really good. It's got 128 gig storage, large battery, 6.6-inch touchscreen on the front, 48-megapixel camera with three lenses as well, and it's only $379.
See, that's not too bad, is it?
That's not too bad at all. No, I think it's a really good. So I'll put there'll be a link going up on the website about that in the next couple of days, along with the Samsung ones. But $379 to me is a bargain phone. It looks very good.
Oh.
I've got to say that looks very good.
Very interesting. Well, thanks for that, Richard.
That's
right. Now we've got something else coming, haven't we, on the web?
We do. When iOS 15 comes out for the Apple people out there, the Apple people have always been able to go on FaceTime everybody.
Yep.
Right? I'm not a big FaceTime fan.
No,
I've got to say, I don't need to.
I don't use it much myself either.
Yeah, I don't need to see you. Like to talk to you, but I don't need to see you, and you don't need to see me. But a lot of people do, especially when they walk down the street and they walk in the thing, which is really funny.
Yes.
Very, very funny. When
so
they
we do
that.
Like FaceTime for that, don't we?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, a mass amusement as well. So, yeah.
And now people will be able to take their laptops and their, what do you call it? Desktops out in the street and run into things as well.
Well, no, not quite like that. Not quite like that. But the problem with FaceTime has been, how do I talk to people who are on, on a computer? So, like, you know, you want to FaceTime, you know, people in New South Wales who are not on Apple as well. Well, you'll be able to send them a link and they'll be able to log on via Chrome or Edge to your FaceTime call. So I think that's really, really good.
Because it's actually confined to Apple users, isn't it?
Yep.
So now they're spreading it out.
Expanding it, yeah.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Which I think is very, very good. So if you're on FaceTime, you're able to go and send a link to, you know, Fred over in New South Wales, who's been locked up for years now, and he'll be able to go along and, talk to you on FaceTime.
That's really cool. I do like that. Very much
so.
So
do I.
Yeah,
I think it's a very, very good idea.
Yeah.
And I'm not making light of the New South Wales situation.
No, I know.
I speak to people in New South Wales. It's absolutely dreadful over there.
Yeah, me too.
And my thoughts are with them.
Cousins, friends, mum and dad. So, it's pretty difficult over there at the moment, isn't it?
It is. You've got to tell them to run, Susan. So,
yes.
It's going to be like The Walking Dead. So, yes.
All right, if you're sending an email, what should you do, Richard?
You should make sure you send it to the correct people. That's probably number one on there as well. So people who send emails out, it's very complicated sometimes. If you're going to send a private, important email to multiple people, you've got to make sure that you put the right email address in. And if you're sending to multiples, make sure that you put the CC in to the right thing. So that's carbon copy and blind carbon copy done correctly. Make sure you do all of those. Right?
Yeah.
But don't send it to someone you're not supposed to.
No.
Now, there was a New York Times lawyer this week was wishing the earth would swallow him up because he forgot the last thing that I said. He sent a confidential email on how to deal with the union to the union.
Oh, dear. Oh, I mean, we can giggle about that, but gee whiz, if you'd done it, oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. I get people who have, you know, sent text messages to the wrong people.
Oh, yeah, I've done that.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, I've done that. Yeah, sent a text message to someone that was supposed to go to my partner, and of course it had lots of X's on it. And
Very comical response. Very, very funny when that happens. I've been the recipient of a couple of those myself. And you text them back and go, I'll be there at 8 o'clock. And they go, "Who? Well, hang on a minute. So you send me a text message, say yes.
Oh, dear. I don't know that I've ever done it with an email, but, yeah, I could imagine it would be...
Text messages, emails, send to the right people. Don't do... Yes. Make sure you do it properly.
Yes, exactly. And what's our final thing this morning that we're going to have a quick chat about?
There's been a vote. What is the worst emoji in the world? Now, there are so many emojis out there.
Yeah.
But guess what? The loudly crying face has been voted the worst emoji in the world.
Is that the one with the blue stream each side of the eyes? Is that the right. That's loudly crying, is it? Okay.
Yes, the loudly crying face. So, yeah. The sookie sookie la la one. So, yes.
Oh, dear. Nobody likes that.
No. It's dreadful. So, yes. But, and there are so, and I've got to say, when iOS 15 comes out, there's all these new emojis coming as well.
Oh, really? More to play around with, huh? I'd like to know when I should put a shoe emoji. You know,
I don't know.
I don't know when you'd use a shoe, the shoe emoji personally, but...
No. I don't.
I can't wait myself. All right, Richard.
I struggle with the eggplant as well.
That's not great. Listen, you have a good, fabulous day, because it's going to be lovely and warm and sunny today for most of it.
It looks a lovely day out, so it really does. And go Port against the Bulldogs on Friday night. If you've never gambled before, Susan, put the house on Port Adelaide to win on Friday night.
All right. Are we going to be able to watch it, hopefully?
Gamble responsibly.
Hopefully it's going to be on the TV.
It'll be on the TV.
Yeah, that's good.
I think the Olympics is over now. We've got the real sport. We've got the real sport
the
on
real
now.
Sport on. All right, where can people find you to learn more about the stuff we talked about this morning?
Head over to adelaidetechguide.com.au.
Well, Richard, thank you so much for your time this morning. You have a fabulous day, all right?
And to you too, Susan.
Thanks. You. Ta-da.
Bye.